Don't adjust your monitor or your radio or anything that you're watching or listening to this on. We are here with a little bit of an announcement before we get into the podcast today.
Okay.
We recorded our podcast for this week. Realized that we needed to put this together to make this announcement. So you're going to see this same exact announcement on the next over the next couple of podcasts, probably. That's how we roll here.
I'm as confused as you are.
No, we are so excited because we're going to do something this week that we've never done before. Never. Have we? No, we have never done this before. And that is this coming Thursday evening. That's going to be Thursday, April 27th. Mm-hmm. We are going to do a live YouTube event. See, when you use the word event, it makes it sound much fancier than...
You're an event planner.
That's right.
Okay.
So this Thursday, again, April 27th, starting at 6:30, mm-hmm. we're going to broadcast live over YouTube, through YouTube, a beginning of our discussion on the hit Netflix original mm-hmm. program, 13 Reasons Why. Mm-hmm. 13 Reasons Why is a wild hit.
Right.
It is a massively popular program, mm-hmm. and there's lots of people talking about it. There's lots of people, lots of kids talking about it, teenagers talking about it, lots of parents talking about it, and we need to talk about it.
Right. Lots of discussion among parents, among teachers, school administrators, how to handle it. Some schools are actually showing it, so that it can be the topic of the discussion.
Yeah.
Much to the chagrin of some parents.
Exactly.
So there's a divided opinion on this topic.
Right.
So we want to take a good, close look at it.
Right.
The issue for us is that there are important issues raised
absolutely
by the book and the film.
Absolutely. I read the book years ago, and the mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the book. The program is also very compelling. There's some things.
Netflix.
Right. There's a little bit that's different in the program than in the book. But so we're going to dig into it from a mental health perspective mm-hmm. in a lot of depth. And so what we're going to do this coming Thursday, again, April 27th at 6:30, mm-hmm. we're going to start broadcasting. And this week is just the overview. We're just going to talk about it. Talk about some of the issues in general. Mm-hmm. Talk about some things that you should think about prior to watching the film, the program yourself, mm-hmm. and a little bit maybe about what to do if your kids have already watched it, and you're sort of experiencing some of the consequences, ramifications of them having viewed it already.
That's right, because we want your children to talk to you about the film, and so that's going to be one of the things that we talk about repeatedly is that we want your children to talk to you, not to go to other people to talk about this book and movie.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we will be posting the schedule that will follow because we're going to, over the next few weeks, we're going to go, not episode by episode, but we're going to go tape by tape. And so that will make much more sense to you on Thursday as we talk, as we do the overview. Mm-hmm. But we're looking at this Thursday, April 27th, to start with the overview. Mm-hmm. And then we'll hit tape one next week. Now, the schedule is going to not be on the same day every mm-hmm. week simply because of our schedules and because we're trying to fit this in while it's still early enough to where we can hopefully... provide some information and everything. So the first date is this Thursday. Then the second date is going to be next Monday. That's May 1st. We will be doing the tape one discussion. Mm-hmm. And then we'll work from there. There'll be a couple of Thursdays, then a couple of Wednesdays, and we'll just kind of be... Mm-hmm. But we'll have everything detailed, and we will do our very best to stick with that specific schedule mm-hmm. as we go through all seven tapes. So, all right.
Okay.
We're really excited about it. Yeah. We're going to be, again, I'm going to post flyers and things so that everybody can hopefully tune in. If you tune in live, what's going to be awesome is that you're going to be able to chat with us.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to watch it live. You can chat to us.
That's
and we will be interacting with you, answering questions and responding to things directly at the time that we're having recording the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then... that episode, that recording,
right,
will be posted as a podcast and as a YouTube video the subsequent Monday, Saturday, as our weekly Saturday podcast.
That's right. So if you can't be here for the live broadcast, which we would prefer because we can interact.
Right.
It's also
going
to be interactive. Yeah. It will be on tape.
Yes.
So you'll be able to access it.
So, it's going to be fantastic.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
Can't wait. So check it out. Be there. If you have questions, message me. Mm-hmm. You can message me on Twitter at Dr. Bernie, or you can message on Facebook at either the Mental Breakdown Facebook page or at our Psychological Associates of Central Florida Facebook page. Mm-hmm. But get in touch with us if you have any questions, or on the blog, mentalbreakdown.com.
Right.
Message us, write to us, let us know if you have any questions, and we will answer those questions and be looking forward to Thursday night.
Yep.
So again, that's Thursday night, April 27th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I should include that.
EST.
Yeah. Is it still Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Time?
Daylight Savings Time.
Yeah. So EDT.
Eastern Daylight? DST. Eastern. Daylight Savings Time.
Eastern Time.
We're 6:30 in the East.
6:30 in Florida.
Right.
Or New York. All right, that's it. So,
but not Newfoundland.
No. We are so looking forward to this. So we can't wait to see you there and to actually have a chance to interact with you all. So, all right, until then, bye-bye. Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, we're going to talk about something today that has been in the news pretty broadly all around the world over the last couple of weeks, and that is the British royals. I don't know how to do the possessive.
The young royals. R-O-Y-A-L-S. The young royals have dedicated themselves to advocate. They want to get rid of the stigma against mental illness.
Right.
What I like about years ago, George Will, the columnist, used the phrase Eurotrash to describe the young royals, kids who grew up wealthy and titled, or truly titled, entitled, but who were not living up to their station.
Okay.
This generation appears to be.
Okay.
So I was very glad to hear this, because this whole issue about stigma associated with mental illness is being discussed in public in the United Kingdom these days.
Yeah.
And this writer, Oliver Chittenden,
I think that's how
you and he may have a shared interest.
I think
you do.
I think it's him. I listen to other podcasts on various topics, and I'm pretty sure that Oliver and I share an affinity for chess. I hate to say that it's definitely him, because I could not find the link, but I'm pretty sure that it's him. That I heard him mentioned, his mission mentioned on the Chelsea football podcast and things, because I think he's a Chelsea fan. But what he's doing is huge, and so a lot of other podcasts are talking about it because he's trying to raise money for the London Marathon.
Right. And the London Marathon was their beneficiary of the fundraising was for mental illness.
Right. You know?
So I think all those connections suggest that it's probably the same person. Wouldn't be for Chelsea? I mean,
wouldn't be
a Chelsea?
That's true.
I mean,
the only reason I'm not sure is because there was also something in the things that I heard, something to do with the air ambulance.
Right.
And so I'm not sure if... And so, Oliver, if you listen to this and you are not a Chelsea fan, first of all, we could talk in... We can fix that. But second of all, I do apologize for wrongly attributing you to Chelsea.
No, if you are, we can talk. If you're not, you should be.
No,
perhaps
it's just
you're not a fan. You're obsessed.
I just have heard it over the last several weeks, this mission to raise money for the London Marathon, through the London Marathon.
Right.
And I just cannot make, I couldn't find a direct link to the person that I've been hearing so much about on several different podcasts.
Right.
But anyways.
But it's his story.
Right.
And he shares his story of suffering from a bit of a mental crisis.
Right.
I don't know that I want to use the word mental breakdown. He does. But a mental crisis that he suffered about 15 years ago. And as he said, at the time, he didn't have the language, the skills, or the people to talk to about this.
Right.
And so he kind of wandered around in a fog until he ended up in Australia and then was able to get into treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as he said, 15 years later, things are really turning around.
Right.
Because 15 years ago, and I'm thinking 15 years ago, that was 2002.
Right.
You know, so that doesn't seem that long ago.
Right.
But there has been a sea change in the stigma against mental illness since that time. And whether we're talking about addiction or anything else, we're moving toward a mental illness model rather than, you know, there's it's a personal or characterological flaw.
Well, I think that, you know, kind of broadening this a little bit more is that, you know, we have the young royals talking about it.
Right.
And there was a recent podcast or radio interview that was aired, I think, last week, with including one of the young royals, I'm not sure which one, talking about mental health and mental illness and things.
Right.
And then, you know, with the recent unfortunate passing of Carrie Fisher and some other...
Robin Williams
and some others. You know, there's a lot of discussion about mental health and mental illness in the media that I think is critical to this shift, this, as you call it, the sea change in how we're looking at and how we're thinking about mental health and mental illness.
And what family isn't touched in some way by mental illness? I mean, every family has somebody struggling with mental health and mental illness.
Right.
And so it's not something that occurs occasionally. This is something that's with most families every day. And it's worldwide.
Right.
It's not just in the United States. It's not just in the United Kingdom. This is a worldwide problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, the estimates are at some point in our life.
Yeah.
I think the current estimate is about 50% of us will have or struggle with some form of mental health problem, mental illness, at some point in our life. So,
and 20% of us, out of 10, meet diagnostic criteria for mental illness.
Right.
So,
right.
So it's a problem that I'm delighted to hear that people are taking up this cause of getting rid of the stigma attached with mental illness.
Right.
It's the only way we're going to get anywhere close to the right treatments.
Right, right. Well, so kind of back to the specific topic, you know, it's just one of the things we wanted to talk about, and one of the reasons why we wanted to mention this specific article is because it demonstrates the way in which mental health awareness is changing over time and the impact that change can have on people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we are at a point where we can talk about it more openly, when we're at a point where we can have a conversation about some of these mental health concerns in a way that's not viewed as negative, as demeaning, as, you know...
Dangerous.
Right, right. Yeah, dangerous.
I have college students who are a little bit reluctant to report to the administration that they're struggling with a mental health issue because they're afraid they're going to be stigmatized or Baker acted or that somehow their educational careers are going to be affected.
Right.
But if they don't admit it, if they don't talk to somebody, then they run the risk of getting worse.
Right.
So we still have this, in our country at least, we still have this stigma.
Right.
And we need to get rid of it. The same thing occurs with young children. You know, we have this Baker Act in our country.
Right.
And it's...
Well, Baker Act is primarily Florida. Other states have different forms
things,
of it, yeah.
We have Baker Act in Florida. And it's used quite liberally.
Right.
There are people being, and so people get afraid to say anything because they're afraid they're going to be Baker acted.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many people come here and the parents will say, well, you know, like a teenager or even an adult will come and they'll say, you know, I've been putting this off because I don't want to be hospitalized.
Right.
Say, well, let's just talk about things and see where things are, because I'm not going to send somebody to the hospital just because they're having struggling with something today.
That's right. That's right. And but that's the stigma that we're dealing.
Right.
That's the kind of myths that we have to dispel.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So this. I'm glad to see this generation.
Exactly. It's great that the young royals. Getting back to that. They're taking up this baton because it's really. They are in a wonderful position to elicit change and to move things in a forward direction. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I like it when some celebrities take up some of these things. Now, the problem with, I don't want to say the problem with celebrities, is that they oftentimes really have a loud voice when it comes to treatment modalities that aren't necessarily founded and those kinds of things. And then that creates concerns and issues and problems and all that. But for the most part, you know, think about autism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at how autism awareness has exploded over the past few years. And much of that started, I don't know if you ever saw it, but I think it was Comedy Central did a annual... what do they show? It was just a show, an annual awareness show to benefit autism awareness. So they were raising money, and they would have all of these comedians and actors coming on and talking about, doing their shtick and talking about autism and talking about different things, all with the idea of raising money for it. And so the more that we can do this, the more that we can talk about these things, the more people like the young royals that can talk about these things, the better it's going to be for.
The narrative has to change from stigma to discussion. We have to give everybody, and including children, we have to give everybody permission to discuss this, to express your fears and to talk about it, because it's the only way we're going to get to our resolution, to solving the problem, to interventions that really work.
Right.
And that's what at the end of his this piece, he talks about those interventions.
Yeah.
You know, that we have to get rid of this one size fits all. We, in America, tend to think that the first step is to go on medication.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily, it's not necessary to be the first step. And he talks about alternatives. And that's what I like about this article, because he's saying that if you're just talking about your own personal sense of well-being, everybody's unique. Everybody gets that sense of well-being by doing what works for them.
Right.
And for some people, it's, if I go fishing every Sunday morning, I'll be able to manage my week. We talked about the Jewish Shabbos.
Right.
You know, if I do Shabbos every Friday, that's enough to get me through each week. I don't need to take medication.
Right.
So for some people, taking medication is helpful, but it may not be necessary.
Right, absolutely. So, all right. Well, I will include a link in the show notes for that that column, and we'd encourage you to read it and maybe go on and follow him. He has a website called Head Talks, that where you can go and learn more about mental well-being and those kinds of wonderful
things.
That's
right. So. For you, meditation might be better. For somebody else, yoga might be better. Mm-hmm. But there are alternatives. But the important thing is that we talk about it and not be afraid.
Right. Absolutely. What?
Hey.
So,
that was
speaking of that.
That was an accident.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.